If it flies and you don't know what it is, Michel Deschamps wants to hear from you. Mr. Deschamps is a UFO researcher. He says Northern Ontario is a popular place for extraterrestrials. He's my guest in the next hour. My next guest, I have to admit, has made me think an awful lot whether to believe in things I haven't seen, specifically UFOs. I know many people who swear they've had close encounters. My husband has a vivid memory of a hovering cylinder. He says he saw one night on the countryside. It was big, it was pulsating, and it seemed to know it was being watched. Maybe I should count my lucky stars. I've never come close to a UFO. It sounds scary. But after 6 sightings like this, Michel Deschamps thinks they are simply common. Mr. Deschamps is a UFO researcher, and he's here shortly. I'm not sure if singer Teresa Doyle or anybody else on Prince Edward Island have ever had an experience with a UFO, or if any of them have noticed that their sheep are missing due to abduction. But apparently Northern Ontario is a big place for sightings of UFOs and abductions. Manitoulin Island, Algonquin Park, Hanmer, Falconbridge, the Agawa Canyon near Sault Ste. Marie, North Bay, and of course Moonbeam. Those are the Northern Ontario hotspots for UFO sightings. There's a man in Hamner who documents each and every encounter with an unidentified flying object. Michel Deschamps wants to share what he's found out. I met with Mr. Deschamps yesterday. He starts off by recounting his most memorable experience.
I was at my former place of work. I was making photocopies, and I walked out of there at about 8:30 when I noticed in the southern sky this bright object coming straight down, but very, very slowly. And it looked as bright as Venus does in the month of October. But one of the peculiarities that I noticed was that it seemed to be getting brighter as it was coming straight down. It was not like doing an arch like Venus would do if it was going from south to lower down to southwest. So I found that kind of funny. And then I went to warn one of the salespeople at the dealership I was working at, and to have him come out. Walked up to the window, looked at it, because he could see it from the showroom, and he just shrugged his shoulders and walked back. I said, well, what the heck? So I said, well, I'll go and check it out, and I'll tell you guys all about it tomorrow morning. So I got in the car, drove home, and I could see it between the houses and the trees, and I said, well, holy smokes, that thing's pretty bright. So I stopped here at home and picked up my binoculars and told my dad, hey, Dad, I think there's a flying saucer is flying between Sudbury and Hanmer. And there was a neighbor that was here with my dad, and they both started to laugh. So I said, well, I'll go and check it out, and I'll tell you guys what it was. You know, so I got in the car, and I went down to the neighboring street, which there's a trail leading to the bush. So I got there, and by the time I got there, the brilliance, the rays coming off of this thing had completely gone, dissipated, but the thing looked like a little white egg way in the distance. And I looked at it through binoculars. Things started very slowly, just going side to side to side, maybe about 3 times, and then it stopped. And then all of a sudden it blinks out. So I'm crouching down because I'm hoping there's no branches in the way. Of course, there's no leaves because it's October. It's cold, but it's clear. The sky's clear. And I said, well, what the heck is this? And the hairs back of my neck just started going straight up. I said, I got to find a better place because I'm looking at this thing through trees, and there's the Ontario Power Station. I can see with the bright lights, and I'm trying to make sure I'm not confusing the object with whatever belongs to Hydro. So I got in the car and drove up to a hill, which is just on the other side of the train tracks when you're heading towards Capriol or Radar Road. So but as I was driving there, I looked towards the south, which is my right, and I couldn't see the object anymore, and I said, oh, man, it must be gone. But as soon as I got up on the top of the ridge of the hill, I looked through the binoculars all over. I couldn't see it. And then I started looking through right out towards the southeast, and then all of a sudden I see this big, bright, pinkish light, and it was like 4 or 5 times brighter and bigger through my binoculars than it had been before. It was not just a little white egg anymore. It was like pinkish white, and it was pulsating at irregular intervals.
That wasn't your first sighting, though?
No, my first sighting was when I was 9 years old.
So you've seen 6 since you were 9
Yeah.
until now.
Yeah.
That's an amazing average. 6 sightings.
Yeah.
Why do you think you have seen that many?
Well, that's, you just touched upon the best question anybody could ask, because the only answer I can give them is, once you have a sighting where you can make absolutely sure it's not a plane, it's not a weather balloon, it's not atmospheric conditions, it's not a satellite, it's not a star, not a planet, once you've taken all that aside, then you're left with one option, which is that it's got to be extraterrestrial. I mean, you know, if you see a light zigzagging back and forth and diagonally and stuff, a weather balloon's not going to do that. A helicopter might be able to do that, but when it zooms back and forth like a hummingbird, helicopter can't go that fast. So as soon as you've got that set aside and you know you've seen something, and from that day on, all you do, at any cost, any time of day or night, you'll be looking at the sky and you're bound to see something else. That's the only thing I can say.
So people that tend to see more is because they're aware and they're looking for something that they can't identify, something really strange.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with susceptibility. I was asked once before if I was more susceptible than other people to see these things, and the only thing I can say is, like I said, once you have one sighting that can really, really change your life, screw up your life, whatever you want to call it, you just become obsessed and you look at the sky whenever you have a chance.
Why do you feel so strongly about what you saw that you've joined the organization in the United States that keeps track of all these things, MUFON, and you've now decided to lecture people in Sudbury about what you've seen and what you think it means? Why is this such a strong passion?
Well, the main reason is because I feel that Canadians are really, I hate to say the word, but it's, we seem to be kind of backwards in terms of knowing where to get access to information compared to the States. The States, they're bringing out stuff every day. You see programs like Sightings and Encounters, which they're not afraid to put out the stuff. And Canadians seem to be a little bit more lax.
But if every Canadian believed that there are UFOs, yeah, and that there are, the UFOs are people of other planets who are coming by, what do you think that would change?
I think that would change religious beliefs. It would also change economic democratic policies, you know, the way we live. I mean, if as soon as you hear the word extraterrestrial beings coming from another planet, right away, your entire lifestyle, the way you knew it, is completely changed from that day forward.
Now, I'm assuming a human nature in this question is that somebody from outside might have the same kind of human nature or the same type of actions or reactions that we do. But if they're as powerful enough to come to our planet and to have these great big crafts that fly in the sky, why wouldn't they be more forceful? Why wouldn't they force their ideals upon us?
Well, you'd hope that they'd have, just like they have in Star Trek, you know, the prime directive, non-interference, but I can't really say that because, you know, why else would they be abducting people and mutilating animals and stuff like that? I don't know why they, what would be the point of them actually, you know, coming here and doing that, just, you know, taking over or whatever. I mean, I've got people believing that they're coming over to take us over, and I don't think that's it. I think there's something they need from us, and eventually hopefully we'll be getting something back from them, like perhaps something to help us save our planet from pollution. I don't know. Maybe it's all too much like utopia, but you know, you have to think of some of the possibilities when it comes to, you know, talking about people that are more advanced than us and what they can do, you know.
How benevolent do you think they are?
Well, some people say that they have, you know, friendship-based relationship with these beings. You know, some of the abductees, at first they, you know, when they get abducted, they feel kind of traumatized, but after a while they seem to be making some kind of rapport with these beings, and they're saying that there's, you know, they believe in the universe as a supreme being, and that they have some religious beliefs as well as we do, and I don't know, they seem to have, some of them, they seem to have, be really benign, and some other ones are really, kind that you don't want to say too much about because, I mean, you know, if they're mutilating animals, I mean, who's next? Maybe us or whatever. But that's just the specific types of beings who are probably doing this.
Would you welcome an abduction?
No. No. After what I've read lots of stuff. I've gotten psychological reports of and hypnosis, hypnotic regression recordings, and there's no way. Before, I wanted to go on board. You know, there's lots of places here where they could land, and they probably invite people, but no, I wouldn't go. Before, I would, but not now.
But you do want to lecture about this and teach people.
Yeah, it has to be done. If I don't do it, nobody else will, especially in this area here. And I've decided, well, you know, if I'm going to do something with this, I might as well look and do all the newspapers that I can screen for articles and become some kind of historian at the same time, not just researcher, but also a historian, and I'm using the same material to hopefully be able to put a book together.
Well, I wish you luck in your lecture series and with your book.
Thank you.
Michel Deschamps is a UFO researcher living in Hanmer, just outside of Sudbury. He starts a 9-part lecture series tomorrow at Sudbury's Public Library. It starts at 1 in the afternoon. Admission is $5 for students and $10 for adults.